You have attuned to 90.3 KEXP Seattle. This is Wolpop, sounds, voices, and rhythms from around the globe. Hosting tonight for Derek Mazzoni, I'm DJ Rhythma. We are joined live this evening in studio from Agadez, Niger, Touareg songwriter, musician, actor, and filmmaker, Emdu Mokhtar. Emdu and his band are currently on a 30-city tour of the United States. Following their shows here in Seattle and Portland, they are headed to Illinois for a show on June 2nd. Emdu, welcome to Seattle. Thank you for bringing your voice and your passion and creativity to the KXP community.
My honor.
May we hear some music?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
live in studio on KXP from Agadez, Niger, Mdou Mokhtar and his band. Wow, absolutely hypnotic, sultry, smooth, funky. Amazing. Thank you so much for being here today. To start off, Mdou, can you introduce your band members for
Absolutely.
Us?
Absolutely. My name is Mdou Mokhtar. Yeah. And this is second musician, second guitar, Ahmadou Madassan. The drummer is Aboubakar Mazawaji. And the bass is Michael Coltin.
It's a pleasure. It was fun hanging out prior to the set, getting to know you guys a little bit better. So it's always fun to meet new people. I want to start off first talking about you and your ability to learn the guitar by yourself. So growing up, playing a homemade guitar, and then now to where you are today with just amazing ability and musicianship, your finger work. Can you talk a little bit about as you grew up?
Absolutely. For beginning, it's really difficult for me because my family, my family practice the religion. My family is Muslim. Sometimes I'm remix French and English. Yeah. And it's very hard to play in the house, very practical, the religion. That for beginning, it's very hard for me. And I'm very young too. And it's not, I don't got any possibility to guard the instrumental like guitar. It's really hard. And I made my hand. Yeah.
What did you make it from?
Just something very simple. Simple. I don't know the name for. I don't know the name for planche in English. Planche. It is just
like a small box.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Like small box. Yeah. It's not the box exactly, but yeah. You got me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's that. The string, it's the string for the cable for bicycle. I take the cable and I got a little bit of string. That it's my idea.
It's just amazing. I was able to do a little bit of background research and to understand like how you did some of this, and I was very excited to see you live in person today because your musicianship is it's amazing. So
thank you.
I'm glad that those 20 years as you were a kid till now has given you the opportunity to build your skills and this amazing band.
Thank you.
So I want to transition a little bit. Agadez is roughly 7,000 miles from Seattle.
Wow.
The average temperature is 106 degrees Fahrenheit.
Absolutely.
You come from a city that was founded in the 14th century. And I think it's hard for a lot of people who have never been to a city of that age, that culture, and also the environment. I mean, it's a fairly hostile environment in terms of the weather. Poverty is a real issue. Corruption is an issue. But at the same time, this beautiful music is made. Can you talk a bit about the Tuareg music culture kind of today and then also kind of stepping back to as you were a kid? How does it manifest itself into a sound?
Yeah, for beginning, just I want to say now the guitar playing, it's like the guitar now in Agadez, it's like the football in Brazil. You got me?
Yes.
It's like football in Brazil. It's the same noun. Because you want to see all the kids, he need to play the guitar. Everybody, every young generation, all of them, I want to say, maybe something like just something like 10% is not the musician. All of them. And I like the feeling because, you see, if if you don't got the filter with you, you're looking for the cold water because you don't know the cold water in the future. It's like that. We know just that temperature and everybody is very happy because he don't know the place. He don't travel so much like me and some musician I like the feeling because it's very different. Here, it's sometime we playing in the concert, and in Agadez, it is sometime in the marriage, and it's very different culture.
Or you may be playing for a picnic or
a small
party.
Absolutely, a picnic, or if we want to drink the tea with the free and together we play the music. That it's acoustic all times.
You are the Neymar of guitar playing. If you're a fan of the Brazilian soccer player Neymar, so.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you're currently on a 30-city tour of the United States. So 30 cities in roughly say 40 days, which is kind of crazy from a touring perspective. Also awesome. I was looking at the cities that you were going through. You went through my hometown of Pittsburgh. We talked a little bit about that show. What are you hoping to get out of this tour, other than just the performances with the cities that you're visiting? Are you looking to try new music for your next album? I also saw that you may be filming a sequel to the movie that you previously made, that you're kind of your redo of or retake of Purple Rain. Why 30 cities in the U.S. and what's
Sorry,
next?
What you asking me about?
What is the goal? Like what? These 30 cities that you picked for the United States in this tour. What are you hoping to get out of these experiences?
To touring or what?
Yeah, for the tour.
Yeah, for the tour. If you need, it's. Can you try to the answer? I think.
The question. I had read an article that was talking about one of the possible goals for this tour is to learn more about Western culture in order to communicate back to locals in Agadez and Niger about what it's like to be a musician outside of Agadez, because you don't. Your local culture won't experience all of this commercialization and touring and managers and buses and
absolutely
and promotion.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I got you. Yeah, we make it one movie, like documentary now with Christopher Kirkley. I want to show the people in United States and Africa. So the culture, it's different style. You understand me? The culture, American culture and the African culture, because it's really, really different. That I need. And it's very different. Just now, I got the habit sheet because it's not my first time in here. Four time, I think. Two for the movie and two tour again.
Yeah.
And I need to show the people the communication for the musician in here together and no any competition with them. And I know to show them how the music is very important in the United States. And I need to show him how the life in the United States, it's not the same. You understand? It's not the same life. I know to show them something like that. Yeah, a lot of, and I want to show him some different music.
Got it. I was struck by the goal of the movie as I read it and as you just explained, thinking about the Saharan cell phones CD that was released. So this was back in roughly 2010, And at the time, music was being exchanged through cell phones and little cell phone discs. And I was thinking in 2010, like, the proliferation of music on the internet here in the United States and in Europe was, music was everywhere. But the idea of just passing culture around from cell phones to cell phones as a mechanism to communicate, you know, only say 7-8 years ago is wild. But at the same time, that's what's happening with the culture. So with that said, I'm excited for the movie.
Thank you.
And for the people watching this, if you haven't gone and watched Rain, the Color of Blue with a Little Red in it, go watch it. Last question. Will we see a new album anytime soon?
Yeah, my new album, Susan Tmashek. Yeah. Of course, it's just the idea. It's because I got a long time. I'm playing just me. I got a lot of music what I play when I'm young. And it's just acoustic music because the last time I don't got electric, I just play with acoustic. And I got the idea to doing the album just me, like for beginning.
And that album was very kind of conversational in nature, very very personal. So I was
absolutely
very enjoyable.
Yeah, it's a very. If I listen for that album, I will remember for when I'm young. And yeah,
may we hear some more music?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
My honor. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
Mesmerizing.
Thank you.
Live in studio here on KXP with Mdou Mokhtar and his band. I hope you keep pushing the future of the Tuareg sound. The tempo, your distortion, the fusion of rhythms, some hip hop, some rai. I was all over the place there.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, keep together. Pushing. Keep pushing, guys. Mdou, Marasani, Bube, Michael, thank you so much for being here with us today. We wish you safe travels and positive experiences for the rest of your tour. And we look forward to the next album and hopefully another movie. Enjoy the rest of the time in the States. Big thank you to Cheryl Waters, Derek Mazzoni, Justin Wilmore, Alia D'Alessandro, Kevin Suggs, and Scott Holpinen. I'm DJ Rhythma. This is Wolpop, and you're listening to 90.3 KEXP Seattle.